Government officials in the Czech Republic are struggling to find a solution to a dispute over the management of the nation's public television station. The staff of Czech Television has occupied the station's newsroom since before Christmas, refusing to accept the appointment of the new general manager, Jiří Hodáč. Dissident journalists at the station say the appointment of Hodáč was politically motivated. New York Times reporter Steve Erlinger is in Prague. Why are these journalists so opposed to Hodáč?
Any number of reasons. One reason is that Hodáč had been news director last year for 4 months and had a very tumultuous time. People see him as too close to the opposition leader Václav Klaus, who's quite conservative, and is a rival of Czech President Václav Havel. And they think that Klaus did a deal to impose Hodáč on them to control Czech television before elections due in 2002. So partly they're worried about their jobs, and partly they're worried about editorial independence from someone they perceive as being politically on side with someone they don't like.
The protests began on December 23rd. What's happened to this rebellious staff since then?
Well, they've stayed put inside the newsroom. They've been trying to put out their own news programs, but those transmissions have been blocked by Mr. Hodáč. So there's been very little news, in fact. You've had these very strange slides on television for Mr. Hodáč apologizing for the disruption and asking for help. You've had politicians now beginning to realize they have a terrible problem that they need to resolve. And what you have tonight is a big demonstration called for the center of Prague in support of the rebellious journalists.
And so the viewers, their reaction has been to support the protesters?
It's very hard to tell. By and large, they have. It's been the holiday season, and except for one day when Mr. Hodáč blanked out all television, television has been on with canned programming. There just hasn't been news. There are two other private channels in the Czech Republic and even a third smaller one, so people have not been able to watch television. And this has become part of a long battle that's really called the Battle of the Václavs between Havel, the president, and Klaus, who would like to be president.
This is state-run television. Has it ever really enjoyed editorial independence?
Well, it had a degree of independence after 1989 when sort of communism faded away here. All these transitional countries have had trouble because politicians have moved fairly seamlessly into modern democratic life and have been very hard-pressed to leave their hands off institutions like public television. It's been better than now. The problem with Mr. Hodáč is his appointment seems so egregious, such a political grab, that people have reacted strongly. So Parliament will probably have to change the law governing Czech television.
So is this really about freedom of the press or about political infighting?
Well, I think it's about political infighting, but for the journalists, it's certainly about freedom of the press. And, you know, people would like, I think, Czech television to be a truly public service institution and to be fair to all sides. And that's what they're afraid is being lost here.
New York Times reporter Steve Erlinger in Prague.